TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Dragana Ragulia is a sleep researcher, and she's a little worried about what we're doing to our health by bathing ourselves in artificial light all day long. Today, Dragana explains the science behind our body's internal clock and illuminates the ways in which the wrong kinds of light at the wrong times of day can throw it out of whack.
So I want to tell you that all throughout your bodies, in all of your organs, you have biological clocks that keep you in sync with the light-dark cycles of your environment that result from Earth's rotation. Okay, and in your heads, you have a master clock, main clock that synchronizes all of these other clocks in your bodies. And the way that this works is that light travels from a source such as the sun or an artificial light source through your eyes, and that light information is then conveyed to the brain, to this master clock that's in part of your brain that's called the suprachiasmatic nucleus or the SCN. If I closed you in a dark room where you would have no external source of light, no alarm clocks, no clocks of any kind, you would still retain rhythmic sleep and wake patterns, at least for a little while, because your clock was previously trained to light-dark cycles. And this is one of the main functions of the clock, is to regulate behavioral rhythmicity. So for pretty much all of our history, except for a blink of an eye in our evolutionary history, nobody had a way of hopping from one continent to the other in a matter of hours. Okay, so we're changing time zones so quickly, and in this case, nature is not really keeping up with what we are capable of doing. So what is this clock, and why is it important to think about light? So the clock is a molecular oscillator. So what I want to point out, that the clock is essentially the same in animals such as fruit flies, which my lab uses in our studies, and in mammals like mice or humans. And the first glimpses of the clock, of the components of the clock and the way that it ticks, were gained in the fly, actually. So what I want to stress here is that the clock is tuned by light. The components of this clock, some of the components are actually directly degraded by light. So that results in the state of the clock essentially oscillating throughout the day and night. And you can imagine if the composition of the clock, if some of the components are degraded, the composition of the clock will change between day and night. And then the outputs of the clock between day and night will be different. So for instance, during the day, the state of your clock is such that you are suppressing production of melatonin, which is the hormone that helps you fall asleep, but also has other functions such as anti-cancer and antioxidant properties. So light. Let's talk about blue light a little bit. So when you're outside during the day, you're of course exposed to sunlight, which consists of different wavelengths of light. But the one that's particularly important is blue light because of its effect on our clock. Blue light also elevates your mood. It boosts your attention and your alertness. The flip side of this is that when you come home at night, I would dare guess that pretty much none of us spend the rest of the day when we come home in darkness and we're not in tune with the natural light and dark cycles, right? So what we do normally is we use our computers, our smartphones, our tablets. We are in rooms that have high amounts of LED light. And in particular, what's really bad is that these devices are very, very rich in blue light. So what you're doing every evening when you're using these devices, you're essentially tricking your clock into thinking that it's still day. Now, I'm not naive enough to suggest that you'd never use your computer at night. I know I wouldn't abide by that. But one thing that you can do, for instance, is you can turn the brightness of your screen in the evening. And so I have a little bit of news for you that maybe you'll perceive as bad, but I think is actually very good, which is that you are very much like a fruit fly. This is very good for us because now we can use these animals as a model system to understand more about sleep biology and how light influences our clock and our health. And this is what my lab is doing. So they sleep just like we do. They sleep at night. The same genes that regulate sleep in humans regulate sleep in flies. And when they're asleep, they are disconnected from their, at least to a large degree, disconnected from their environment, just like we are. So if these guys are sleeping, you need a stronger intensity stimulus to get them to react than when they're awake. So same thing that happens to you, of course, when you're asleep. And another thing that we're asking, which is relevant to what I talked about, to light, is how light coming through the eye is regulating sleep and wake patterns. So a PhD student in my lab, Brian Song, is asking exactly this. So what Brian can do is so you can see that flies have these big eyes that take up a large part of their head. And so what Brian can do is he can actually trick the cells in the eye into thinking that they're seeing light, even when they're not. And this results in animals having trouble falling asleep. So it takes them about an hour and a half longer to fall asleep. So you can imagine that now we can use this as a model organism to understand what it is that happens in the brain when it's getting light information and how this is interfacing with the sleep and wake centers in the brain. And so one final thing that I want to tell you is, well, first I want you to think again for a moment about our evolutionary history. We evolved without alarm clocks, without any external source of information of time of day, and we've developed this way that keeps us in sync with our environment. What we're exposing ourselves to every day now is very much interfering with that natural system.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Boston, Massachusetts. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Youth at Beacon Street. Want to listen to the full talk? Find Dragana's talk and more at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.